You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast on Tuesday, July the 5th. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at the Roscommon card, which is the second day of their two-day July fixture. Yesterday, of course, was on the flat, and tonight we've got a seven-race jumping card. At time of recording, the ground is on the yielding side. Obviously, it was very, very heavy on the flat course there last night, so even though there's going to be one or two issues with regards ground, I'd suggest it will stay pretty soft for the National Hunt horses tonight. The first race then, the 2 mile maiden hurdle, a decent little contest here in waiting. I've got a feeling that Calypsia is certainly worth opposing based on her run the other day at Listowel. And with that in mind, Leader's Choice, the second favourite, round about the 5-2 mark this morning, makes the most of appeal of the rest. She's a decent horse in the point-to-point field. She had a couple of runs in National Hunt flat races and improved upon that first run at Cork on heavy ground when finishing second the other day at Tipperary behind a horse called Miss Eyecatcher. Just love the way she travelled through that race. She went really strongly all the way through it, turning into the straight. She looked like she was going to win quite comfortably, only to be run out of it late on. But the pair of them pull well clear and the form's already begun to work out well. Two winners subsequently, including the fourth, Indian Native. Her time figures are quite good. And obviously, being as she's got plenty of form over the larger obstacles, over fences in the point-to-point field, she shouldn't find any problems with these brush hurdles tonight here at Roscommon. So quite a confident choice in the first and his Leader's Choice.
Race two.
My best bet in the card runs here in the shape of Delegate from the Gordon Elliott stable. A course winner here last time out in pretty impressive fashion. Travelled really strongly throughout, and then when sent on by Jack Kennedy turning for home, he readily put the race to bed. And he beat a couple of subsequent horses, such as Tesseract and Bitview Colin, who upheld the form. The runner, Tesseract, has gone on to win at Bellystown. Bitview Colin chased down Time for Mabel the other day in a decent contest at Limerick. So that form is absolutely rock solid. This horse has got plenty of form over further as well. 2 mile, 3 furlong victory in a maiden hurdle at Kilbeggan suggests that he'll stay the trip no problem. Obviously, we know he handles the track and the grounds and not an issue either. So plenty of positives then in the direction of Delegate for race number two.
Race number three.
On to the third race then, and Captain Barbosa is the choice here. He's a very strong selection off the back of a good run first time out here over this course. He probably would have gone on to win that day had he not unseated rider at the last. He certainly would have beaten Bomber Jackson anyway, the second favourite. And he looked as though at the same time he probably just would be beneficial for the first run. He's got plenty of good form in bumpers and obviously maiden hurdles. That run behind Super Sunday in Silver Concord gives him an obvious chance in what looks a particularly weak maiden hurdle. Trip shouldn't be a problem. So everything looks set fair for Captain Barbosa to provide Joseph O'Brien yet another winner.
Race four.
The first of the handicaps. This looks a really tricky affair. Obviously, Fury's Fort's going to be of some interest to many. He won only 2 days ago at Limerick. That's the second time now he's won at that track. And he's on for a four-timer. He's obviously in great nick. You've got the likes of Red Clue, Mr. Flight, who got disqualified when winning last time out. All up there in the top end of the market. But the one I quite like is Steamboat Bill, who carries top weight. Deservedly so as well. He's got some really good form in the book. His speed figure when he won at Down Royal back in February was a very good one. But albeit he hasn't gone on to win subsequently, his last two runs have been excellent. Particularly that run at Garran last time out when he chased down a very well handicapped horse of Pat Flynn's called Gutsy Rocky. And the time figure of that race also suggests that that form is more than pretty useful for this time of year. He shouldn't mind the underfoot conditions, being as he's already won on heavy ground over a stiff track. And he certainly stayed the 3 miles well enough last time out to give me hope that this trip tonight should be ideal for him. So Steamboat Bill, the top weight here, round about 6-1, gets the vote there in the 7:30.
Race five.
Another strong bet of mine comes here in the shape of Ice Slip, who caught the eye last time out at Garran Park in that a very competitive race won by Cool Fighter. The time figure was very good, so obviously I'm drawn to that straight away. And even though this horse only finished sixth, It was a much more eye-catching run than the finish position suggested, because a horse fell in front of him right down the back straight. I think it was four out. Obviously, it cost him plenty of momentum and a little bit of ground, but he gathered his momentum and gathered his thoughts and got back into the race pretty well and finished a never nearer six. Prior to that, he'd won at Tremor in pretty decisive fashion. And albeit, it's just lurking at the back of my mind that Tremor is better at track and maybe the ground might be softer than ideal. I still think off a mark of 88, he should be competitive enough in a race of this nature. So Islip, around about 6-7-1 this morning, gets the choice there.
Race number six.
On to the penultimate race, National Flat Race. I wouldn't have a strong view in this one. Obviously, He's a Gent is a strong favourite this morning from the Alan Fleming stable. Looked as though he was going to win a Drumahane Open Maiden back in April, and that's always good form. Drumahane's one of the strongest and most reliable Irish point-to-point tracks, and he was very unlucky all according to the form. But at the prices, I'd probably just look towards Baltimore Buzz to give us a decent each-way run at a price. I thought Anthony Howard's Charge ran quite well in a decent maiden hurdle at Punchestown the other day, won by Double Speak. He kept on quite willingly from midfield, and he was never near at the finish to only get beat 13 lengths. He also has got plenty of form in the point-to-point field. And the fact that he has strayed 3 miles before gives me some hope that this 2.5 mile trip will suit him better than most. So just a little bit of a shot in the dark here. Baltimore Buzz each way.
And the final race.
I'm quite keen on Thomas Hogan's Charge here, Can't Wait, who ran an excellent race down in Wexford the other day when finishing second beyond a nice horse called Golden Firepower. She actually looked quite threatening turning for home, only for a run to flatten out a little bit, and then she just found the one pace late on. But that hopefully should have run should have stood her in good stead. And of course, she was rather unluckily disqualified 3 starts ago at Thurles when she got kicked out for causing interference in the latter stages. So she's definitely got a decent profile against Enheimir. And around about 5-2 this morning, she looks a reasonable bet to conclude the card for us in the final race. So just summarising then this card tonight, Ross Common, one or two nice bets along the way. Really keen on Leader's Choice in the first. I think he's at second last time out. He's good enough to go very close in the first. In the second race, Delegate to Nat Vote of the night following a good win here the last day. Captain Barbosa should be another winner for the impressive Joseph O'Brien outfit in the 7 o'clock. Steamboat Bill, another winner perhaps there for Gordon Elliott in the 7:30. Islip caught the eye last time out, a little bit unlucky at Garen Park, so maybe compensation awaits for him in the 8 o'clock. Baltimore Buzz, just a token choice each way in the 8:30. And in the final race, Tom Hogan's Can't Wait. Hopefully will go one place better than she did the last day. Thanks very much for listening. This has been the Irish Racing Podcast on Tuesday, July the 5th. I'm Andy Holding signing off now until Thursday when we're going to do another podcast. There's no podcast tomorrow because there's no Irish racing. From me, it's goodbye till then.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.